Welcome everyone here today in Jesus' name. Exodus chapter 13, verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Subject is highway in the Red Sea, - the presence of God. Highway in the Red Sea, the presence of God. Our objective is to understand the place of God's presence in openings in life. And we're also going to understand God's presence generally. The presence of God is an asset of non-quantifiable worth. An asset of non-quantifiable worth. So important was the presence of God that Moses was not willing to move an inch without it. In Exodus 33, verse 14 to verse 16, Moses spake and God said, "My presence will go with you, shall go with you, and I'll give you rest." And he said unto him, "If your presence go not with me, don't carry us from here." Can stop there. There is no future for man without the presence of God. That's the implication. If your presence does not go with us, what is the need going anywhere? There is no future for man without the presence of God. David had such value for the presence of God that he said in Psalm 51 verse 11, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." The presence of the Lord made the difference in the lives of the apostles. Mark 16, 20, "And they went everywhere, and the Lord went with them." The value of their life and their ministry was that God went with them. The question is, what is in the presence of God? What is the benefit of the presence of God in the life of a person? Read that again in Exodus 13 verse 20. And he said, okay, verse 21 now. "And the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way." What is in the presence of God? Number one, divine direction. The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them. The presence of God is the guarantee of the leading of the Lord. The voice of God is located in the presence of God. Carriers of divine presence are not permitted to be victims of confusion. Carriers of divine presence are not permitted to be victims of misdirection. And the Lord went with them to lead them the way. In Numbers chapter 7 verse 89. When Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from the mercy seat that was upon the ark of the testimony. See, the ark of God was the symbolism of the presence of God in the Old Testament, and the voice of God was coming from that ark. Meaning is, you are not permitted to miss it in marriage. You are not permitted to miss it in business. You are not permitted to miss it in ministry. That is why the presence of God is an asset of non-quantifiable worth. You can be a billionaire and miss it. But you can't carry the presence and miss it. What is it? In the presence of God, divine direction. Number two, revelational light. Again, in Exodus 13 verse 21, he said the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. Carriers of God's presence are lighted people. Lighted. The presence of God is a custodian of light. Carriers of God's presence are highly illuminated individuals. Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In Psalm 36 verse 9, he said, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. In thy light shall we see light. Scriptures come alive for carriers of presence. The Bible is an open book. They see beyond the letter because they carry light. And you know that light is an asset in the midst of darkness. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Many people are unable to see anything out of scripture because of bankruptcy of God's presence. Revelational light. And it also, the presence of God also connects with spiritual revelation. The realms of dreams and visions and trances. Because in his light, we have light. Naturally, light is the greatest asset in vision. What is in the presence of God? Supernatural openings. That's number three. The presence of God creates openings. Psalm 1, all right, we saw that a major thing that was with Israel that went before them was the presence of God. That same presence of God was in front of them as they confronted the River Jordan. In Psalm 114 verse 1 to the end, God was in front of them as they were approaching Jordan. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language. Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains uprooted like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ailed thee? What offended you? Who chased you? See that you fled. Jordan, what drove you back? You mountains, why were you uprooted like little lambs? Then he gives us the answer. Tremble thou at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the God of Jacob. carriers don't beg doors to open. They force doors open. I may say this, you may not like it, but the doors open for presence carriers before they knock. Doors of ministry. Doors of impact. Doors of opportunity. Stop struggling to look for people. Look for God. Stop struggling for the attention of important people. Struggle for the attention of God. And important people will get your attention. If God is with you, he either has his way, finds a way, makes a way, or be the way. If he doesn't have his way, he will find a way. Doesn't find a way, he will make a way. He doesn't make a way, he will be the way. There are people here this morning. Doors you've been knocking at for years. After this service, you will receive a call that the door has finally opened. Say that amen like a believer. Say that amen like a believer. Will you help me prophesy to 7 people? Stand up on your feet and help me prophesy to 7 people. Get ready for your open door. Get ready. Lord, a loud shout of praise. Take your seat. Somebody watching me online, get ready. They will soon call you concerning your papers, the regularization of your residency and your status where you are based in the name of Jesus Christ. Something that was closed against you is open right now. Say amen. So the presence of God is divine direction, is revelational light. Is supernatural openings. Number 4 is divine treasures. Hidden treasures. The presence of God ushers people into the realm of the treasures of darkness. Psalm 45 verse 1. Sorry, Isaiah 45 verse 1. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose, now that's opening again, I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the 2 leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Verse 2, he said, I will go before thee, I will make crooked places straight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass, I will cut in sunder the bars of iron, and then give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord, which called thee by name. I am the God of Israel. Is there anybody about to step into a realm that nobody has stepped into before? A realm of unusual, stupendous wealth, unusual financial supplies, unusual financial breakthrough. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you're about to step into something you have no idea. I like you to say it and believe it. Say, you're about to step into something you don't even have an idea. You don't have any clue. Take your seat.
One of our guys stepped into something that is about to be finalized.
What he is calling is as massive as the budget of some nations. Massive, massive, massive. effortless massive. As massive as nation's budgets. Just step in. Step in. It was the presence of God with Joseph that connected him with prosperity. Genesis 39, verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. The Lord with Joseph, he couldn't be a poverty man. God with you and poverty are diametrically opposed. Mutually exclusive. Diagonally antagonistic. Oh! And the Lord was with Joseph. The outcome was that he exploded with resources. You don't know the extent of that explosion. He exploded until they handed over the wealth of a nation to him. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Only in the throne. You are the resources manager of Egypt. We don't know the value of God's presence. We don't know it. We thought it was just feeling goosebumps. And just somebody fell under the anointing. We don't know the value. The Lord was with Joseph and money looked for him. The Lord was with Joseph and he magnetized resources. To show you what it means for the Lord to be with a person. When Jesus was absent, the lake of Gennesaret was dry. The lake of Gennesaret was dry. Now, here again, I'm enjoying myself here because this speaker is very loud. Do it like the altar. Peter said, I toiled all night. I have exhausted everything. Jesus said, I am here now. I am here now. Dryness can happen only in my absence. Dryness can happen only in my absence. I can't be present and the lake is dry. And there was wedding in Cana of Galilee and Jesus was called. I can't be here and wine finished. Let me speak to somebody. You have used that presence for goosebumps enough. You have enjoyed that presence for, I'm feeling something. You have utilized it for that. See, revelation brings possession. It is what you know you begin to show. By his mercies, I carry God's presence. Things follow me everywhere. Foreign airports. Somebody will give you dollars in many zeros at a foreign airport. Was he expecting you? Everywhere. And I speak to someone here today. This presence of God is going to connect you with some treasures. Can you say that amen like you're a believer? It's going to connect you with hidden riches. It's going to make you touch what nobody you know ever touched. Say that amen like a believer. Say that amen like a believer. Look at your neighbor, say, get ready for the manifestation of divine treasures by the presence of God. You are like a mobile magnet. Magnet walking. That's what happens. You are like a mobile magnet. Magnet walking. One day in one aircraft, the number of people that rushed at me, I don't know them from anywhere. And I think I asked one or two, they are not members of this church. Ah, sorry, sir. Please, I don't want to embarrass you. Take. I don't want to embarrass you. Take. I'm sure many people will like such embarrassment. So, someone say, embarrass me, embarrass. Hey! Somebody get ready for righteous embarrassment. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Shout power! Take your seat. Many, many times, what we don't see, what we don't have, is because of what we haven't seen. Get set because your life is changed already. Because there were things you never knew before, you have known now. And because you have known them now, things are going to begin to function according to your light. So the presence of God is divine direction. You are not permitted to miss road. It's revelational light. You open scripture, bam, you see what you have never seen before. Supernatural openings. You are not permitted to be struggling to see any mortal man for the rest of your life. I just said something you never heard what I said. You are not permitted to be struggling to see any mortal man. Whether he's a president of any country, you are not permitted to struggle to see them for the rest of your life. Anybody you need to see that is connected to your destiny, they will look for you. They will look for you. By the virtue of God's presence. That's right. By virtue. Take your seat. Revelational light, supernatural openness. And then we just talk about divine or hidden treasures. Where the wealth of a whole nation was handed over to a man. And what was his credential? No even school certificate. No high school diploma. No degree certificate. They uprooted him from his father's house before he could finish school. Credential. The Lord was with Joseph. It will make a difference in your life. Number 5 is supernatural rest. It's a realm of serenity, tranquility, equanimity. Did you hear what I just said? Listen to it in the CD. Serenity, tranquility, equanimity. It is the realm where they call the peace of God that passes understanding. Peace that does not make sense. You are meant to be tensed up and you are not. One day my father visited our house. When he saw my schedule from morning till night, he said, "Kai, what a suffering." See, I was suffering. Say, "How will you rest?" See, I'm resting. After the program yesterday, finished with the pastors, saw one or two people, and then went for site visit at the construction site. I must have left there, I think, after 11 in the night or to 12 or something, to continue working before taking a short rest before this schedule. See me.
Anything spoil? I was speaking to somebody from the site yesterday night, one of our staff. He said, that her mother-in-law, who is with them, was so concerned about her having running the shadow. She must not hear that I'm on the construction site now. After the whole day's schedule, 3 preachings, morning 2 services. Morning 1 service, evening 2 services, and then you went to see what work is going on. What's happening? There is a rest that money cannot buy. I mean, you can't even be trained for it. One man of God came to our site one time and he said, "You are sitting so calm, so restful. As if nothing is happening." I said, "Nothing. God is happening." I'm talking about major work going on. And you are just, the presence is the secret of rest. Anxiety is a symptom of divine presence bankruptcy. There are professional warriors hyperwarremia. There's high level of worry in the blood. Treatment, divine presence injection 3 times a day. Is God speaking to anybody here? Mark chapter 4 verse 37 to 38. Jesus was now, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and it was full. That is, water was inside the ship. Waves beat, and it was full with the waves and the water. And Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. How sleepest thou? And they awake him saying, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" As if he wasn't going to perish if it was possible. That is peace that doesn't make sense. And what was the secret? John chapter 8 verse 29. "He who sent me is with me. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me. So I can sleep since he's around." I can sleep since he's around. Stress-free existence. Tension-free existence. Pressure-free existence. Happen in his presence. Somebody say amen. Amen. Wouldn't you like that? This one that people are carrying crickets and sweating. What will you do when you are asked to carry elephant? Hallelujah. Supernatural rest. It renews your youth. It disappears your wrinkles. It dissolves, it dissipates your tiredness. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. I was walking to the office the other day, and I normally take 2 steps at a time, and somebody was following me and panting. I said, "Calm down, no. Go at your pace." At times I'm walking on the staircase, those coming are running, and I'm walking normal, but they are running. I said, "Why are you running?" "I'm walking." "I'm walking, you are running. What's the problem?" Including this long man, as long as he is.
he's running. Say, let me go. I'm walking on. He's running.
Everything that puts your life under pressure in this service this morning, that pressure is over. I am not telling you to impress you. I am not just preaching. I am prophet preaching. I am preaching sign. Anything that, whether it's a sickness in the body, whether it's a concern in the family, whether it's a concern of ministry, whether it's a concern of destiny, I stand here by the mantle of God. I decree to you, the pressure is over. The tension is over.
There are people here, you don't know what it means to sleep because of pressure. Right? You will be shocked when you see me sleeping. At times, I fell asleep before I hit the bed. I was telling somebody, I said, so sorry, I fell asleep before I hit the bed. Deep. Yes, my wife said, you are the only person that can sleep for 10 minutes and it is enough for you for how many hours? He said, I don't understand your sleep. The other day she came to look for me and I said that I just set my alarm clock to just rest for 5 minutes. Yes. He giveth his beloved sleep. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I'm not speaking theory to you. If it is normal, the little thing happening here should keep you under permanent pressure. Under permanent pressure. Sleep, you are trying to find sleep. How is the construction going on? Do they have enough resources to supply this or to supply that? Phew, no way. You hit the bed, nothing bothers you under heaven. You slept, you woke up. Continue your schedule. Anybody battling with sleeplessness, it is over forever. Can you say that amen like a believer? Can you say that amen like a believer? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is somebody learning something new about divine presence? What is in the presence of God? Number 6 is fearless courage. Fearless courage, boldness, audacity. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, Elijah said, before God, whom I stand. He was talking to the dreaded King Ahab. There shall be no rain. There shall be no dew, except by my word. No rain. No dew. Do your worst. Bye. He was talking to a dictator. With a dictatress. Jezebel. Who was worse than the dictator? I am standing with him. So in the strength of that, I speak. No rain. No dew. Do your worst. Bye. When you are ready to repent, look for me. And nothing happened. Psalm 23 from verse 3. All the way to verse 5. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it's not I shall, I will fear no evil. Why? For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. is the presence of God that is the fuel for ruggedity. It's the fuel for audacity. It's the fuel for ferocity. People are fearing for you and you're not fearing. Because you know what you see. And you know what you know. Fear is a manifestation of distance from God. Distance from God. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The moment I am fearing evil, it means thou art far from me. The presence of God. The presence of God is fearless courage, boldness, audacity, especially in kingdom assignment, in the face of intimidation or suppression. You have motion despite danger. Motion despite danger. You are moving despite danger, becoming a stranger to risk. That is why you need it. You need it so that you can speak and powers of darkness will shiver. You can speak and every power of the or human agents of the devil will shiver. Because you know what you know and you know what you believe. Somebody say amen. Amen. Is God speaking to anybody here today? I'm trusting God for somebody's vegetable heart to turn to a lion heart. Now. Every little thing fear, every little thing cry. Today is the end of it forever. Somebody shout it loud and say amen. Shout it loud and say amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. I connect with divine presence for fearless courage. Now, courage is necessary because courage is the basis for conquest. Nobody wins battles in the climate of fear. Courage is necessary because courage is the backbone of the conqueror. Courage is necessary because courage is the guarantee of the future. Courage is necessary because courage is the connector to your possession. God told Joshua, be of good courage. I will give you the land. Be strong and of a good courage. The absence of courage is the absence of strength. Courage is the conqueror's backbone. Am I communicating at all? And the presence of the Lord. So the closer you get to God, the more fearless you become. The more fearless you become. The more fearless you become. It is like an antelope that has the backing of a lion that will confront an elephant. The more fearless you become. You are too aware. That who is for you is heavier than who is against you. Too aware. I am too aware. Someone say amen. Amen. Are you getting anything so far? Lift your right hand and say, Father. I refuse to fear. From this moment forward, the presence of God that will cause me to take delivery of my destiny, I connect it now. What is in the presence of God? Number 7 is supernatural power. This was the only thing we thought was in it. Supernatural power. That was what Elijah displayed in 1 Kings 17:1. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Mark 16 verse 20. And they went everywhere. And the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. The presence of God is the headquarter of power. The presence of God is the depot of power.
Presence of God. Presence of God is the depot of power. The presence of God.
To stand in his presence is to stand in power. To move in his presence is to move in power. Listen. If you have acquired his presence, you don't need extra prayer for power. More important than the prayer for power is the pursuit of presence. Far more important.
A few days ago, my secretary told me that he had some symptoms in his body, headache, all manner of symptoms. And he has gone to the hospital, they have done everything, they can't find anything, he doesn't know what to do. And so when he was telling me the story, I said, so what do you, what is in your mind? Because I wanted to know. Maybe he needed financial assistance to go for further investigation or something. He said, what is in your mind? He said, I want you to pray for me. I said, that's right.
Now, at that time, he was going to look for somebody to drive him home. That was how he incapacitated. I wasn't aware.
Head. That devil received the scream of his life.
The way he landed on the ground, he wasn't planning for it. And jerking.
He stood up, it went to hell. He drove himself home. The next day he told me, he said, I can't believe this. I said, the power of God is real. He said, too real.
Now, it's one thing to watch testimonies. It's another thing to be the testimony. Is God speaking to somebody here today? It's one thing to watch testimony. It's another thing.
We traveled to Benue State some time ago. The driver that drove me used to be a very big man, fat man. Anytime they see me and him, they will greet him first. They will look at him and say, good morning, sir. Then they will wave me and say, how are you? They thought I was his driver. He was sick, shivering. I laid on the couch and he laid on the floor. On the rug. We're just relaxing. It wasn't in the night. It was in the daytime. In the living room. And he just was beside me. And then he rolled like this and his hand touched the tip of my toe. Bam! Electricity flowed into his body. He got up. Everything inside him was electrocuted. He stood up healed.
It was when he was healed, he was telling me what had happened to him. Without my notice. That was not prayer, that was presence. We used to talk of power evangelism. Very soon we shall have presence evangelism. You pass, people changed. You just walked by, something dropped, something happened, something landed, something checked out. I speak to somebody here today. In the season where we are in, you are not just going to see signs and wonders, you are going to become a sign and a wonder. You are going to become a transmitter of power. Amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Amen.
Take your seat. We are in the days of raw practical power by His presence. Elvis, were you with me at Ibadan when we traveled to Ibadan one day? And one lady that had pelvic fracture. Okay. He said to me, he said, I didn't know. She just came and said, Pastor, I've been seeing you, watching you. Say something to me. And when you say something to me, I can say something. You say something. Something. Say, just tell me something good. Bless me. That's okay. You are blessed. You are blessed. She went forward a bit and returned back. I said, what happened? Say, I'm healed. What healed you? Say, I have pelvic fracture. The bone made the sound. But you are blessed. And position to normal. Leg became normal. It was you, she told. Became normal. She ran back at the airport. The presence of God. I am not there yet. I'm looking for a dimension of presence. I'm telling you. I'm looking for a dimension that I have seen in Revelation. And I want to see in the physical. Except that it will cause people to run at times. It will cause people to start running. I saw a revelation one day where I was coming somewhere and people started running because of what they saw. But if God wants it, I don't mind it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Signs, wonders. You don't need to be a pastor to witness signs and wonders. All you need is that this sign shall follow. Not pastors, not apostles, not. This sign shall follow them that believe. And the presence of God is a guarantee for signs. You need signs to bury those witches who will not allow you to rest. You need wonders to cause you to rise up in your office and refuse the limitation that the devil placed on your life. You need to move in the realm of signs. To see supernatural business openings, you need the realm of science. As a medical doctor, to diagnose cases by word of knowledge, you need the realm of science. As a lawyer, to know relevant sections of the Constitution to pull up, relevant authorities to pull up, and the direction of the argument to present, to beat your opponent's heart down, and to mesmerize the judge. You need to walk in such realms. When I was going to write medicine exam, medicine part two finals in the university, I read five questions before the exam. I met all of them in the exam. All of them, not one dropped. And when you already know the answer before you arrived. Paper. Somebody say the loud amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of God. The presence of God is secret of power. Where in your government office, somebody stepped in there and can feel something. They came with charm. The charm was de-charmized. The charm was what? You don't know that there are people who put things on their tongue before they talk to some people to get favor. They put things in their hand before they shake hands with some people in order to manipulate them to do certain things. Hallelujah. Somebody came to me to the office the other day and he was struggling to shake hands with me. He wants to shake hands with me by all means. Now, the polite thing to do when you meet somebody like this is he brings out his hand, then you. He came with lies and all manner. It was decoded. He was decoded. You come to the point where there are some people who will regret shaking hands with you. Because all the charms spoil. They went to their herbalist, he's angry with them. Why did you go and spoil this thing now? Where did you go? The presence of God is the atmosphere of the supernatural. The climate of his presence is the atmosphere for the supernatural. Don't forget it. So what have we said so far? The presence of God is divine direction, is revelational light to see scripture like you have never seen before, is supernatural opening, is divine treasure where you get access to treasures, is supernatural rest. Fearless courage, boldness, supernatural power, unction. Number 8, angelic ministry. The reason is, the presence of God is the natural address of angels. It's their natural address. Anywhere God is, they don't need to be begged to be there. You didn't remember what Angel Gabriel said to Mary? Luke chapter 1 verse 19. Said to Zechariah. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. I stand there. If ever you can get the presence of God, you don't beg me to come. That is the office address of Gabriel. Angel Gabriel address the presence of the Most High God. So if you send me any letter there, it will reach. Those who carry the presence of God, they walk in the company of angels. People who have eyes will see. And those who can't see will feel. Because in the realm of the spirit, there are seers, there are hearers, there are knowers, there are feelers. Am I communicating at all? Yes, there are. There are. I mean, they will feel. In Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9, he said, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his presence saved them. There are presence angels. They walk with you. They move with you. They are looking for who is looking for you. To reward them according to their deserve. they reward them. They link you up with relevant connections. They link you up with relevant opportunities. They prevent your feet from hitting a rock. I don't know about you, but it is a luxury to move in the company of angels. It's a luxury. There are some people when they enter the hotel, maybe they visited the country and entered the hotel for ministry or anything, not only them enter there. They came accompanied to the reception. Angelic convoy, angelic protocol. They just arrived. Climate in the hotel changed. Papa Yedepo went to Liberia one time. And as he arrived, an agent of the devil, they call her Queen of Sheba. She checked out of the hotel immediately. They imported her to the country for some diabolic things. She stepped out immediately that somebody just arrived. I can't stay here at the same time.
It means he's decked out on the run. She left on the run.
I'm sure that was the kind of thing the Muslim girl in from North Africa saw at that London hotel. When me and my wife arrived and said, what do you have? I need it. Angelic company. We have been talking about angels since the program started, right? I want you to get ready because angelic ministry shall multiply around your life. That amen can be better.
I mean to say that very, very soon, things are going to begin to happen around you, starting from today, that will be traceable to strange personalities, strange occurrences, strange manifestations. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Shout the louder believers amen.
Take your seat. One day I had overworked myself until the body was physically trying to complain. My wife was very worried. And on our bed, she saw a being standing in front, looking down on the pastor. And when she saw it, she said, okay, this man is in safe hands. Supernatural, mysterious being, just standing and watching. Calm down, no challenge. The angel of his presence. I've seen many times in Revelation, even in the realm of the physical, the angel of his presence. One day we came to church to pray for service before the service started, and we saw the angels on the altar. On Saturday night, in readiness for the Sunday service. That was when church started, far back in the Sheraton place where we started, the church started, the church started after 2 weeks. Again, angelic ministry is about to multiply in somebody's life. That was angelic ministry. Number 9 is divine preservation. See the presence of God. See the value of the presence of God. See the reason why we should stop wasting our time seeking for the presence of men. Divine preservation. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2. Me that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You can stop there. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. If I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I am under the shadow. If I dwell in the secret place of Elion, I am under the shadow of Shaddai. I am under his shade. And if you continue in verse 11, since I am under his shadow, he gives his angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, in case I dash my foot against a stone. Why? I am in a shadow. Psalm 23 verse 4 and 5, where we just read, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? You are with me. You are not a wastable material. I'm almost speaking in vernacular. I wanted to explain it well. May the Holy Ghost explain it to you in your vernacular. Am I coming? He can't waste you.
Have you ever seen weird dog pursued baby lion? And he ran to the presence of his mother lion.
The dog was dreaming, or he's on a suicide mission. No. You can't carry God and they waste you. A few days ago, one of our members in Lokoja Church. People went to his house with AK-47. 19 people. An AK-49. And they went. What is his position?
He's the commandant of the Peace Corps.
Okay, yes. He's occupying a particular. And they went 19 with AK-47. And they met the wife. Shooting. Where is your husband? He was there with the wife carrying a baby. They saw him not. He was watching Dunamis television. Yes, I was wearing white agbada with the red. It was the wife that gave him the baby to hold. Where is your husband? It's with the baby watching them. They look, and then carried a boy that was living with them and carried him away like kidnapping or something. And since we cannot find the man to finish him, we'll go with somebody. Was it not 24 hours? He sent me a text.
We packed bullet shells in our hands like this.
From the house. They redoed everywhere. And carried the boy. He sent me a text. This is what happened. Instant reply. Under 24 hours, the boy found his way back home.
They all slept.
He walked out of the midst of them, back home. No sissy. God who did the deliverance also rescued them. He was watching the television channel and receiving fire while they arrived. Did you hear what I just said? He was hooked on to the channel Dunamis TV, watching, receiving fire while the vagabonds arrived. Not everybody's chicken. And I'm talking to you. You are not a wasteable chicken. No devil can finish you just like that. That amen is too paralyzed. That amen is too paralyzed. Shout the loudest amen. One of us here, I don't know when you will tell your testimony. They came to his house to finish him. A pastor. He told me the story of what happened and I told them none of them shall escape. And true to type, all of them were rounded off. Not everybody is wastable. Not everybody fire can burn. Doubt me, ask Shadrach. Not everybody lion can eat. You have another doubt? Ask Daniel. Look at your neighbor, say, I am not a wastable material. I carry God. I am too loaded to be wasted. Listen, somebody carries his own air in his nose, is breathing, and wants to take your own. It won't happen. I said it won't happen. Somebody is enjoying life, enjoying food, enjoying sleep, and want you to lose your own life. What they wish for you, they will have it. If death is good, they will die the death they want you to die. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Take your seat. I thought I was coming to preach gentle this morning. If the only thing you can have in this life is the presence of God, you have too much. You have too much. You have too much. You have too much. Somebody said witches and wizards and devil will not leave them alone. Let me give you an example. Between you and myself, who should wizards and lizards and witches and satans be angry with more? Because we are wasting them every day. Checking them out of their accommodations. Let's go after this man. But they couldn't. Couldn't, can't, kint. It's superior to can't. They kint. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. Divine preservation, and finally is glorious distinction. To stand with God is to stand out in life. Before God, whom I stand. That was what happened to Moses. That was what Moses said. In Exodus 33 and in verse 16. He said, wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be distinguished, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. If you are with us, Baba, it puts us in another class. That is why Balaam said the people shall dwell alone. They shall not be reckoned among the nations. Their case is different. There is that unmistakable stamp of divine identity that is on the forehead of presence carriers. Anything you wear fits you. There are some ungodly people. They may be wearing 1 million, 2 million on their body. It's like vulture. When they see you, they look so sharp. You look so sharp. They want to buy what you have. They bought it. No way. Not knowing that it is not in the dress you are wearing, but who is wearing the dress? One day, one man met me and my wife at the airport in Lagos. He said, I would like to look like you, but I can't. He said, I would like to look like you, but I cannot. There is that seal. Your face looks glorious. That was the kind of glory that came on the face of Moses. Something about you is shining. Who is God speaking to here? Lift your right hand and say, Father, I am available. Set me apart. In my generation. In my generation, set me apart. In my generation, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. In Exodus 34, verse 29 to 30. Master Kalage de Viridosu. Zata la fete redina magadi falotafara takazadishtila. La kwa swa, twa swa, poa satata. And it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And
And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come nigh. You're about to shine. In your office, you will shine. In your family, you will shine. Among your contemporaries, you will shine. In the neighborhood where you live, you will shine. You just stand out. That shining is a door opener. It's a favor bringer. A favor magnet. Just want to do everything, everything for you, everything. Take your seat. I told you this story before. We're at the New York airport with myself, my wife and children. We're coming back to Nigeria after a few days. And a woman came and picked us, all of us, and passed us through a route that wasn't a normal passageway. I think it's for flight executive or whatever. Just passed us through a route. While he was taking us, now this is America, white woman carrying us, white people from Africa. And we're passing. People who were on the same flight, who had first class ticket, were standing in a queue and watching us just pass. So one of them got angry. Why are you passing them through here? The woman said, because they are VIPs. Wait. The man said, we are VIPs too. That's why we are on this line. The woman said, they are special VIPs. The man got angry and started talking. The woman just waved him aside and just, let's go. And took us in and then went back to continue with the man.
Yes.
When we got inside, before we could proceed further, I halted, my wife and I halted with the children and said, did you know what just happened? It's not money that did it. It's not skin color. It's not connection. It is presence. Carry that presence. Ensure you all that the presence of God is your greatest asset in life. Very soon, they will pass you by others. Let me put it like this. Because of the distinction that is coming upon you, they are going to give you preferential treatment by the presence of God you carry. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Is somebody getting anything from this presence talk? I thought we had the best in the covenant. Do you need the presence? Now, many of us have the concentrated presence of God in our lives to a degree. To a degree. But God is saying, I want all of me to come on you. And the best God can give a man is himself. He told Abraham, I am your shield. Exceeding great reward. He told Moses, don't divide land for the Levites. I am their inheritance. I give myself to them. What is the secret of presence? And this is where I want you to pay more attention. Number one is absolute surrender. God only travels with those who are willing to follow. He's not looking for who will lead him.
He's looking for who he will lead. He can only be the shepherds of those who are willing to be shepherded. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Isaiah 45 verse 1. I will go before you. I will go before you. I will go before you. I hold your hand, right hand, and I will go before you. A yielded will, the willingness to say, Lord, I have no plans but your plan. People who are saying, I have no agenda but your agenda. People who are ready to relinquish their own ways, relinquish their own agenda, they experience presence. The more yielded you are, the freer God is with you. He said, my spirit will not strive with man. I don't want to struggle with you. I want to have my way in your life. Question you'll ask is, Lord, where am I in a struggle? Is there something you want to do I am hindering? Absolute surrender. Number two is word obedience. Obedience of God's word or to God's word. He said in John chapter 14 verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my father will love him. And we both will come to him and make our house with him. We'll make our house with him. Behind the lack of divine presence many times is a disobedience. If there is any word of God you are struggling to obey, it will be the reason why God is so far. Word obedience. Behind spiritual dryness is disobedience. Number three, word insight. The presence of God explodes with insight. Are you hearing me? Those who don't have the Bible, who don't have the time for light, hear this. The presence of God explodes with insight. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21. The Bible said, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. Every fresh insight ushers you into fresh presence. Intensity of insight equals intensity of presence. And I'm sure you still remember when we said that the presence of the Lord gives you light. So the two are intertwined. The presence of God gives you light. Light increases God's presence and so on. John chapter 1 verse 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Entering into Word is entering into God. Prayer is correct. Fasting is correct. Worship is correct. But a major dimension of being a carrier of presence is to dwell as a man of insight. Number four, worship lifestyle. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. The presence of God is headquartered in worship. Many people sing in church, but they don't sing at home. Many people dance in church, but they don't do it at home.
It is not the one you do in public that changes you, it's the one you do in the private. Did you hear what I said? What I worship in the private is maybe 10 times whatever happens outside. Too many times. Don't just be a signboard singer. Be a divine presence worshiper. Many of the songs we are talking about came while I was in worship, in the closet. Many came also in the from revelations in the dream of the night. I'm worshiping in tongues, worshiping in understanding, worshiping. There are times I start singing one and say, this is a popular song, isn't it? It came so real and it appeared as if it existed before. In those days, I'll be singing and my wife will say, this is a real song. I say, are there some that are not real? Hallelujah. I see a new mantle for worship dropping on people in the house. If you are that one, say louder, amen. If you are the one receiving it, shout the loudest, say amen. Little right, I say, Father, I receive a fresh mantle of worship. I receive it now. Take your seat. That's right. While he spake, the Spirit came upon them. I feel like talking more to worshipers at this moment. Please, I want you to carry presence to the altar. Anywhere you are invited. When you carry presence as a worshiper, and the song you want to sing is also anointed, then there is a synergy of function. If the song is an anointed song and you are dry, there is limited impact. The song is anointed, the vessel came with unction. Even if the devil was in that service, he cannot claim ignorance. He cannot claim ignorance. Take your seat. Worship, lifestyle. Will you lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive that grace to flow in worship in Jesus' name. And any pastor that is here, the songs that the Lord has given to us with proper acknowledgement, feel free for it to be ministered in churches around the world. Feel very free. If our sister and the husband from Kenya, they said that they will minister those songs in Kenya. They invited her to a meeting, musical Pentecost worshippers, music festival or something of the musicians in Kenya, right? Okay, was that the feast? All right. And ministered those songs and everywhere it produced the same effect. Everywhere was aflame. Someone say aloud, amen. One more time, lift your right hand and say, Father, 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 I receive this fresh mantle for worship. All right, it's worship lifestyle. Number 5 is humility lifestyle. There is nothing God is allergic to like arrogance. You doubt, ask Lucifer. Psalm 34 verse 18. He said, the Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. That broken heartedness means the death of the flesh. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. He said, for thus saith the high and the lofty one,
that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. You see, if I see a humble man, I am at home. God is attracted to the humble, allergic to the pride, to the proud. Allergic to the proud. Arrogance, haughtiness, it will keep you far from God. Pastor, don't ever allow people to worship you. Don't allow it. Drop your shoulder down. I am standing here in ministry, not because it is my right. It's not my right. Every lifting should impart humility where the mentality is correct. Every time God takes you up, he should bring your knees down if your head is correct. Thou, what did you do that made you different? It's God who worketh to you both to will and to do of it. He said you can fast. He made you to be able to fast. He said you can worship. He put it. He's the one who worketh in you. You cannot please him without his help. Let's stand down. There are many people who ended before they started. They have not started, but they have finished. People have clapped for them, out clapped them out of relevance. Pastors who serve in ministry, don't let anybody destroy you. Say, you are so anointed, you are big enough to be on your own. Who said? Don't ever dare what God does not need you to do. It is signature for frustration.
But I come to give thanks and praises to your name.
To remain humble.
For your love and mercy and for
till today I have a letter. Today I have listed to stuff that has nothing to do with this message. That has to do with my life. When you come to the atmosphere of a proud person, the climate is dry. There can be shouting, there can be preaching, but everything is dry. When you come across an arrogant person, you don't feel anybody but themselves. If you have to go far, you have to be absent. I've seen music ministers, I've seen who started very, very well in depth of humility and calmness of people. After a while, everything entered their head. You see the same person talking and you can't feel anything. In his lifetime, may the day never reach in your life. Where people say he used to be more powerful than this. May that day never reach in your life. Where people say he used to be more anointed than this. May that day never reach in your life. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the louder believer, say amen. Doesn't matter what we have achieved. None of us have started anything yet. If humility of lifestyle number 6 is applied to lifestyle. So absolute surrender. Word, obedience. Word, insight. Worship, lifestyle. Humility of lifestyle. Upright lifestyle. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1-2. Though the Lord's hand is not shut, but it cannot see. Neither is he a heaven, but it cannot hear. But your iniquities are separated between you and your God. And your sins, he destroys you. Iniquity of God's salvation. Iniquity, the enemy of intimacy. Intimacy with God is the enemy of intimacy. In the book of Psalm 24, verse 24. Psalm 24, verse 24. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands, a pure heart, who has
not lifted up his soul unto man. No soul. Whatever defiles your conscience denies you his presence. So it's very, very important. Every attack on your conscience is an attack on presence. Find it. Find it. And the Holy Spirit is so sensitive. Listen. That was the message. Finally. Secret of God's presence. Strong passion. Is the last, but by no means the least. Actually, should have been number one. Strong passion. As the heart pants after the water boots, John 72 verse 1. So painted my soul after the old God. Verse 2. My soul tested for God. As a living God, when shall I come? Oh God, now I am God, only will I see. My soul rested, my flesh longed for you. In crying and resting, to see thy power. And I will see, so that I will see. Your passion connects you to his presence.
Amen. Can you say the loud most amen? How many of you trust God for a heavy dose of presence today? Hey! I went to preach somewhere outside this country. And at the end of the day, the pastor said, when you came up and started ministry, he began to ask himself, what is different here? One renowned pastor. What is the difference? The great supply of all that needs alive. What is the thing he's doing that I need to do? You are so willing to say. You satisfy my life. I saw that something was different. So what is it? And it shall make a difference in your life. Is there somebody here within the next 15 minutes? Are you ready for something to come upon you? If you are ready for something to come upon you, stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Loud most shout of praise. Your voice worship. Don't let anything distract you within the next 15 minutes.
Lift up your hands and begin to worship him. Begin to honor him. Begin to adore him. Begin to magnify him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Elohim. Elayon. Adonai. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Lift those hands high. We step in.